Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. After a near six-year renovation, the Palace Theater reopens its doors to a paid audience tonight as Tony and Grammy winner Ben Platt begins an 18-performance concert residency, coinciding with this Friday's release of his third studio album, Honey Mind. Michael Arden will direct. The digital lottery for the concert residency is now live, with entries free to the general public and accepted from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. the day before a performance. Winners can purchase up to four tickets for $35 each. In-person rush will also occur the day of a performance, from 12 noon until 30 minutes before curtain. Availability pending, each person can purchase up to two tickets at $30 each. Breaking news from this morning, the new play Job is setting up office on Broadway following a pair of recent sold-out off-Broadway runs. The cast will be led by its original stars, Peter Friedman and Sidney Lemon, both alumni of the hit HBO series Succession. Job is written by Max Wolf Friedlich. Described as a psychological thriller, it follows, per Playbill, an employee at a big tech company who was placed on leave after becoming the subject of a viral video. She arrives in the office of a crisis therapist determined to be reinstated to the job that gives her life meaning. Michael Hurwitz is on tap to direct. Previews begin July 15th at the Helen Hayes Theater before a July 30th official opening. It is currently set to run through September 29th. Tickets are on sale right now at telecharge.com. In Broadway casting news, Stephanie Mills will ease on down the road to hell. She will be Broadway's next Hermes in Hadestown beginning on July 2nd, marking her first Broadway appearance in 35 years. Mills is best known for originating the role of Dorothy in 1975's The Wiz. Hermes is currently being played by John Briones, who will play his final performance on June 30th. Hadestown celebrates 5 years on Broadway at the Walter Kerr Theater. In cast recording news, Lempicka has delayed the release of its original Broadway cast recording by 2 weeks for both its digital and physical copies. It will now be available to stream on June 12th under the Masterworks Broadway label, and you can pre-order the physical copy, now due on July 19th, on Amazon. Lempicka played its final Broadway performance last Sunday, the 19th, at the Longacre Theater. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, May 26th. As part of the week took up the long Memorial Day weekend, most shows' box offices took a bit of a hit. Many of the newer titles were also comped and heavily discounted as a result of last week's Spring Road Conference. Long runners had the brightest week, bolstered by out-of-towners as local audiences went away for the holiday. Large gross increases were seen by The Lion King, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, Wicked, and Back to the Future, which vaulted back into seven figures. Also reaching seven figures for the second time in its young run was the 12-time Tony-nominated The Outsiders, which had the second highest percent capacity of any show last week at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater. Broadway as a whole took a 3% dip in gross as attendance dropped by 2%. Of the 34 productions that played last week, 17 of them grossed at least $1 million, while 25 of them played to at least 90% full houses. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.